it's not every eon you come across so many miraculous items in a single place. To find such incredible things available for purchase is perhaps more miraculous still. Converts and critics alike can both agree on one thing. Emporium is a store of many wonders. However, Emporium wasn't always the infinite superstore you can visit today. I hear you asking, how did this humble store of wonders come to be? Well, wonder no longer. A long, long time ago, there was a young entity called Edward. Most of the entities around Edward were content to drift through space and not even make the slightest ripple on the great river we call Destiny. But Edward had a spring in their step, a glint in their eye, and the rock we call Inspiration ready to throw into Destiny's river. Edward was ready to make ripples, ripples big enough to be called waves. Edward hitched up their bootstraps and hunkered down to make the very first iteration of Emporium, a general store to service basic needs of entities who made a habit of passing between universes. They scavenged some materials, hammered some nails, balanced some accounts, and stacked all those shells themselves. Looking at Emporium today, it's hard to imagine the shells are all different shapes and sizes, all different materials, all lovingly stacked by the great entity themselves. The last touch was the sign. Edward painted it in their favorite colors, hung it above the store, and stepped back to inspect their work. At last, Edward's Emporium was open for business. However, not all great ideas are acknowledged immediately. It takes a while for ripples to become waves. At first, Edward's Emporium was only seeing a little bit of foot traffic. A few entities on break, looking for something refreshing to drink. A couple on the way to their honeymoon, and more than a few entities lost on the way to their original destination. Some eons, there would be no customers. A less determined entity would have thrown in the towel and closed up shop, discouraged by the lack of good business. But Edward had determination to spare. Every customer was greeted with a smile. Every customer was asked about their journey and about what they wanted to get out of it. And most importantly, every customer was given that helping hand to find something really unique to make their stop in Edward's Emporium not just special, but worthwhile too. Even an entity as great as Edward felt bleak about the future sometimes. But whenever those feelings crossed his mind, he pulled up his bootstraps and smiled that much harder. No customer was too great or too small to be given anything less than the most exemplary service the multiverse had to offer. And Edward's tenaciousness paid off. Soon, Edward's Emporium was getting queues galaxies long. No longer was Edward's Emporium a stop on the way to another destination. Edward's Emporium was the destination that entities were traveling to. Edward kept adding aisles, apartments, by a little bit of everything that a universal traveler could hope to find. Emporium kept expanding to meet new demands and make sure that every customer got something they really wanted. But as the customer demands kept increasing, poor Edward couldn't quite keep up. It certainly wasn't a store that Edward was running on their own anymore. There was a small fleet of loyal employees working their hardest to bring that extra bit of happiness to every one of the customers of Edward's Emporium. But still, the demands were outpacing what Edward was able to do. Luckily, the multiverse had a plan for Edward and his Emporium. As news of this miraculous store spread further and further, it reached some of the biggest fish in this river we call Destiny. Just as Edward was at risk of drowning in his success, he got a message from one of the biggest conglomerates in the universe, the Orbital Conglomerate. Edward started to exchange letters with Orbital. Their letters were shy at first, testing the waters. But soon, they were telling each other their hopes and dreams, their fears and frustrations. They told each other stories, made each other laugh. It wasn't long before the Orbital Conglomerate and Edward's Emporium entered into a partnership, rebranding Edward's Emporium to Emporium. And gosh, what a partnership it's been. Coupling Orbital's reach and resources with Edward's enthusiasm and care, Emporium was able to expand even further and touch the lives of even more entities looking for something that just couldn't be found anywhere else. Thanks to the new Albert AI, even more customers and employees can feel supported in their journey throughout the store. Even now, Emporium continues to get bigger and better. If you're between universes, why not stop by Emporium today? You're sure to find something that you want, even if you don't know exactly what you want just yet. Cues to Emporium along as they appear. As Orbital is not in any creature entities free will, Orbital and its subsidiaries are not responsible for how much time entities choose to spend in a queue.